morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m., as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5. You can check us out at our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also check us out on Twitter. Follow us at Nick D Show. And on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk a little bit about the Golden Globe nominations, and we'll concentrate tonight mostly this morning on the movie aspect, since Dan Feinberg is going to be with us Thursday morning. Then we'll talk more about the TV side of the Golden Globes. But the Golden Globe nominations are out. We'll talk about that. We got some holiday Christmas stuff to talk about. And I'm going to quiz Dan and Esmeralda on SNL. And I'll get increasingly frustrated as they will not be able to answer the questions, and I will. So that's our new twist on some of the quiz games that we play here. That's the SNL Nick Gets Infuriated game. So that'll be coming up a little bit later on. But right now, I want to welcome back to the show one of my favorite guests, Stacey Nelson. She's an award-winning designer. She's a contributor to the Today Show, the author of 10 On-Set Secrets. She's been a production designer, an art decorator, has worked on movies, TV shows, has worked in Knott's Berry Farm and so many other places. And she's here to talk about a new TV show that she's working on and that she's in called This Just In. It's on the Pop Channel, P-O-P, Pop. And also to give you guys some great and affordable decorating tips for Christmas, for decorating and for parties and all kinds of cool stuff. Her website is called TrashLassies.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. And let me always say it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Stacey Nelson. Hi, Stacey.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Good. I hope your holidays are going well.
Very well. It's been very busy. It just recently started to slow down a little. In addition to wrapping This Just In, we just finished the Hollywood Christmas Parade. So that was a several-day undertaking in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. So.
That's great. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. But before we do, for people who are new and maybe not have heard you on my show before, give everybody a little background on how you got started in the business.
Absolutely. I actually got started at an amusement park. I began working at Knott's Berry Farm when I was just a little over 15 years old, and I started there in the theater department, and I worked there through high school and college. And as I was introduced to theater there as opposed to school, I began to love it more and more, and I met my husband, who was going to college to be a production designer, and it would just happen to be at a time when a producer began working there named Tommy Walker, who back in the 80s and 90s was a huge success with live events. He did the opening ceremonies for the Los Angeles Olympics. He did lots of halftime shows for Super Bowls, and we just started working with him and loved that aspect of entertainment. And we did lots of television specials there, and when we finally got out of college and branched out on our own, we just started working in the industry, and it's been our life for 25 years now.
That's great. And you've worked on TV shows and movies and in every aspect of decorating and set design and art direction and all that stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, regardless of what people think about the television industry, unless you are working in very big budget epic films, there's always eyes on the budget, and you're always under the gun to reduce costs, do it on the fly, do it inexpensively. And over the years, I've just learned a lot of inside tips and tricks on decorating, on repurposing. And, you know, over the last few years, it's really just become my passion to kind of take these little tips and tricks to the public to help busy families save time and money and yet still attain really great results.
Yeah.
For very little effort.
Well, you know, we always have you on. It's, you know, like around Halloween and around Christmas and times like that. And, you know, we love to have you on the show. I just think you're such a great guest and so much fun to talk to.
Oh, thank you.
Before we get to, because I really want to get to, I didn't get to see episode one of This Just In. But
you know, they changed the date on us. It wasn't supposed to begin airing until next weekend, but they actually moved it up to the 10th. So it started on Saturday.
Yeah, I have it on my DVR now, but I've missed the first episode. You can talk about that a little bit later on. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the TV show, and then you've got some great tips for holiday magic and Christmas parties and Christmas decorating. But I have to ask you, as you know, as someone who knows art direction and set design,
and just movies in general. Have you seen La La Land yet?
I have not.
Oh, Stacey.
I've heard great things,
My God, Stacey. It is a one. Yeah. I know you know what it is. For people who might not know, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, directed by Damien Chazelle, who did Whiplash. It is an all-out, beautiful, unapologetic salute to the old-time musical. It is beautiful. It's shot in CinemaScope. And when you see the art direction and the design of this movie, Stacey, you are going to flip. You're going to flip.
I just can't wait. It's on the list to do this week. Trust me.
I know it's busy. It's a busy time of the year. But really, seriously, take 2 hours out and see this movie, because it's an extraordinary piece of work, one of the very best movies I've seen all year, and it's just gorgeous in terms of cinematography, set design, costumes, all of that. So
I can't wait.
Okay, so this just in. Now, we all know that you're a behind-the-scenes person. How did you get this gig working on the show in front of the camera? Tell us about the origin of this just in, which
it's just been crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've worked with this production company for many, many years, and they started doing this little sitcom. The executive producers do a lot of large, big spectacles. They do a lot of award shows. We do Masters of Illusion with them. Well, their daughter has become a celebrity in her own right. Elizabeth Stanton has a show called Great Big World, and where she's traveled the world and takes teens and tweens on, you know, these little adventures, and it's been very successful, and she's extremely good in front of the camera. And she's such a good, natural actress, having been raised around the industry. Her mother, who is Laura McKenzie, who is also a celebrity in her own right with a very famous travel show and the host of the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
And she is her producer, and she said, you know, Lizzie would be really good in a little sitcom. So they started creating this little show for her, and it turned out to be something like Saved by the Bell. It's a very goofy, silly little zany high school comedy. She goes by Elizabeth in the show, and she shows up at a new school, and she comes in with kind of a popular blog, or then a vlog, actually, with her phone, and it's making new friends, and it's the antics of high school, and it's the little romances and the little cliques, but it's just very well done and very well written, very silly, very goofy. In addition to Elizabeth, we have Winter Grace Williams, who is Montel Williams' daughter.
Oh, wow.
And she is just a natural talent. We have Jennifer Vale, who is a great British actress, a big Disney star. She's been in many Disney films.
Mm-hmm.
Christos Andrews, who is a Emmy winner for The Bay, which is a kind of a digital soap opera that's been on Yahoo for a couple of years. And it's just a great cast, and it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few shows I've worked on that nothing's really serious. If you come up with ideas, they'll put them in the show instantly. And then they started writing all these other characters, and one of the producers came to me and said, Stacey, there's this character of this crazy lunch lady. She's nuts. You got to play her. I said, well, gee, thanks, Brad.
I was going to say, did you take that as a compliment, Stacey? Oh, she's
no, I kind of was insulted at first. But, you know, I thought, why not? I mean, for a lot of years now, I've been, you know, doing my books and doing demos on the Today Show.
Sure,
and
sure.
I'm a recurring guest here on KTLA in Los Angeles. And I'm getting more comfortable in front of the camera, but I've never played a part.
Mm-hmm.
That was really challenging for me. They wanted me to do an accent. They wanted me, you know, to be this Southern crazy belle lunch lady. But it was fun. Is it something I'd want to do every day? No.
Yeah.
But I, it's a recurring role, and I'm happy to reprise it now and again.
Well, that's great, and I can't wait to see it. I'm really looking forward to it. And for those people who are in Chicago here, it's called This Just In. It's on Saturdays at 9 a.m., and it's that's channel 185 or 1185 on AT&T, channel 4 or 96 on Comcast. That's what I have. 273 on DirecTV, 117 on the Dish Network, 220 or 598 on RCN. So it's available on all of the services that you have, so you'll be able to find it whether you have AT&T, Comcast, DirecTV, Dish, or RCN. You'll be able to watch it. And again, the show is called This Just In on Saturdays. So I'm glad you're having fun doing that, Stacey. That's kind of a different
challenge.
It's a different challenge. Yeah.
It is. It is. And it's very different from the other stuff we do, from, you know, like the Hollywood Christmas Parade, where it's very concert-oriented and very large. And we just did the Hollywood Walk of Fame Honors, which was also a very big-scale event. This is very personal, small props, small dressing, but it's just been so much fun to do.
Okay, great. Well, Stacey, hang on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stacey Nelson is with us, and she is an award-winning designer, contributor to the Today Show. She is the author of 10 Onset Secrets, and when we come back, we're going to talk about great tips on affordable decorating for Christmas and for your Christmas parties and all that stuff, and her website is trashlassies.com. All right. All right. Hey. Hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Talk and text 312-981-7200. Check us out on Facebook.com/NickDShow and follow us on Twitter at NickDShow. My guest right now is Stacey Nelson. She is award-winning designer and a contributor to the Today Show. She is the author of 10 Onset Secrets, and she's here to talk about some affordable decorating tips for Christmas for your house, for decorations, for your party, all that stuff. Stacey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, you know, as we've talked at Halloween, people are always coming over to your house to check out how you've decorated it for Halloween. Does the same thing happen now around Christmas time?
Absolutely. And even more so, because they know I just finished the Hollywood Christmas Parade. They know I just finished a couple of Christmas specials, so they want to see what's happening this year, what I've brought home from set that I'm using in
my
house.
Right. Now, tell us about some tree lighting tips and tricks.
You know, this is the one thing I tell people. People kind of, you know, fret over decorating the tree. And what I tell you is there's a couple of key factors to remember. If you are purchasing lights and you have 5 boxes of lights, whether they're the little mini twinkle lights in white or in color, whether they're the big C6s, trendy neon, it doesn't matter. If you have a 5-foot tree and you say you've picked up 5 or 6 boxes of lights, double it. Mm. Whatever you think you need lighting-wise, double it. And here's the reason. You never have too many lights on a tree, ever. And here's the key. To get your tree really looking professional, don't just light the exterior branches. Take those lights and weave them in deep inside the trunk. The more lights you have in the interior of the tree that can glow, the better the tree is going to look. Mm. And what's shocking, we just did this on set for This Just In. We didn't have time. We did a big holiday setting about 4 weeks ago. We didn't have time to decorate all the trees, but we had some nice lights on them. Once you have the trees lit, all you need is a really big bow or a big star at the top and run a few ribbon strands down the side. You can get away with very little decorations if you do lighting correctly.
That's a great idea. And I always think that the more lights that there are, the prettier it's going to look.
Absolutely.
It's no question about it. There's a suburb here outside of Chicago called Rosemont. And I do film screenings in Rosemont. And at this time of year, they have so many trees out there. At this time of year, I don't know who's in charge of the decorating in the city of Rosemont, but they deserve an award. It is beautiful. And the reason why it's so beautiful is because there are hundreds and hundreds of lights on every tree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a Christmas tree. It doesn't matter if it's a scene we're setting. Lighting will make the scene. And I'm telling you, it makes everything. If you're walking into a dinner party and you kind of expect a nice little, you know, beautiful, intimate, romantic setting, and you have big, bright neon lights, it's going to ruin the mood. Lighting is extremely important. It does take time, but it's absolutely worth it. There's a joke in our industry. When someone asks somebody in the art department, you know, what we do, all the decorating and the scenery, how long you've been in the industry, the joke is, we've been in the industry 20 years, but 15 of that's been waiting on lighting. It takes forever to light. It takes forever to light a scene, and it's true, but there is nothing that makes a bigger impact.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, those are great tips, really, really great tips. So, in other words, you think you got enough lights, double them.
Absolutely.
Okay, how about this Frame Fantastic? You can do a magical store window?
I love this little trick. you know, pick up an inexpensive picture frame. I mean, a 2x3, something large and significant. If you have an old one in your garage, use it because you don't need the glass, you don't need the backing. All you need is the frame itself. Create some kind of base or stand for it so it can stand up on its own. Mm-hmm. Then you decorate the edges of it. Put a little garland around, you know, lighting, a little, some twinkle lights if you feel like it. And then you know those annoying Christmas toys that we all get that you press the button and they move and sing and dance?
Right.
You put two or three of those behind the frame. You put them on a couple of little levels. Kids have so much fun with this. They look through this frame, they press the buttons, and these things move and dance. It is hilarious. They have so much fun. Now, here's another great thing to do with that frame is you hang it from the ceiling. Hang it out about 2 feet from the wall, and as your guests arrive, have them step behind the frame and take their picture.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
We did that on this just in as well for the holiday episode. It's just so much fun to use. You'll find people at the party standing behind it in certain poses throughout the night.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what about gift wrap repurposing? This is a big one, right?
You know, we throw away so much used wrapping paper after the holidays. Use that paper. If you're removing gift wrap from a large package, turn it over to the white side. Hang it on the wall. Let the kids use it as craft paper. Use big sheets and line the bottoms of drawers. If you receive a beautifully wrapped gift, how about cutting away some of that paper, cutting it into a tree, into snowflakes, putting it on some construction paper, and then returning that as your thank you note. Right inside the construction paper, make an envelope out of that gift wrap. Very personal, and it just means so much to the person who gave the gift. Use it for crafting. Cut a few strips, wrap it around white candles, black candles, silver candles. Now you have themed candles that you're not spending a lot of money on. Or make tags for next year's Christmas gifts. And, you know, don't overlook those little tubes that the gift wrap comes in. You can cut them up, and as you're taking those lights off of the tree, wrap them right around those tubes. And that way, your lights stay in one nice, neat string, so when you pull them out next year, they're not all tangled.
Wow, that's great. Those are great tips. And again, you know, if people go to your website, trashlassies.com, they can get all these tips, correct?
Absolutely. You bet. It's all there at trashlassies.com.
And your book, 10 Onset Secrets, is that still available?
It is. I have springtime and Halloween, and this year I'm finishing the pictures. Next year is going to be holiday magic minimum effort.
That sounds, oh boy, that sounds right up my alley. Anytime
Absolutely. Anytime
there's minimum effort, I'm all over it, Stacey. well, listen, it's so much fun talking to you. I hope everybody watches This Just In Saturday mornings on Pop. It's available on all of the services that we have here and around the Chicago area, and it's on every Saturday, so you can see Stacey in This Just In. And have a great holiday season, Stacey, and we'll talk
Thank
to you soon,
you, Nick.
Okay?
You too, and don't forget the Hollywood Christmas Parade, December 16th on the CW.
Okay.
We have Robert Wagner, Lou Gossett, and Olivia Newton-John.
Okay, that's December 16th on the CW, which is Channel 50 here in Chicago. Stacey, always a pleasure. Thanks very much. Have a great holiday.
And you, happy holidays.
All right, take care. Stacey is great. Stacey Nelson is there. Check out her website at trashlassies.com. We have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show.